I think everyone believes that everyone should have a health insurance plan or policy. And if you can't afford it, then government ought to help. Now, the question is which level of government. I would prefer, and I've actually, for full disclosure, I endorsed him a couple weeks ago. Mitt Romney, who is much maligned on this healthcare debate, did it properly. The states can make a decision whether they want to provide an ability for everyone in their state to get access to some health insurance plan or policy. That's what he did. I think there's a real constitutional question of whether the national government, I find it hard to believe that the founding fathers would empower a national government, because if you understand this new constitution that we have, there is a separation of powers, because they didn't trust each other. They didn't trust the legislators, they didn't trust an executive, and they didn't trust the courts. So there's this balance of power. Would they have wanted a national government to be so powerful to be able to tell an individual citizen what good or services they have to buy? I just don't think they would do that.
Assuming the court strikes down at least the individual mandate, do you think parts of the healthcare law will still exist?
Well, if they just strike the individual mandate, then the remaining provisions are still in law. Now, we'll have to be involved in trying to figure out how we may have to get involved and smooth out the rough edges if you have insurance spikes because of pre-existing condition entry and young adults staying on parents' policies. And I don't know how we would do that. You know, I'd like to see a thriving individual market that is competitive, that has basic catastrophic levels, and then people can buy in at the levels they want based upon the coverage that they want, but at least have the catastrophic coverage. I'd like to see a market much like homeowners insurance or automobile insurance, and that people can buy in at their own levels and maybe get incentivized for healthy living versus having unhealthy living. Maybe your insurance policy should cost more if you're a smoker and a drinker and obese and not exercising. But if you're living a relatively healthy lifestyle, maybe you shouldn't be incented in your health insurance package. I think the market will help do that if we allow the market to develop in that way.
You have introduced legislation that would block lawsuits related to E15, which is gasoline blended with 15% ethanol. The auto and gas industries are concerned that they would be held liable if E15 was put in the wrong engine. It could lead to damage, physical harm. Why do you feel this bill is needed?
Well, first of all, we've been very successful in the renewable fuels arena in this country. The US EPA did a rulemaking in which they said E15 is good for a set of vehicles that goes from 2001 model to 2012, no problem. They have not ruled on 2001 earlier. So the question is to the marketers, which are the gas stations in essence, how do they use it or don't they use it? Will they get sued? Will they not get sued? And it's not just them, it's also the refineries themselves. Even though if the EPA says it's good and you do all the issues, one way in which we help decrease our reliance on imported crude oil is the success of ethanol. As we move forward, our ability to use that at retail locations is directly proportional to their ability of whether they're going to get sued or not. And so by having this protection, because remember that the EPA has already said there's no problem, especially with this, with this sector. And so but until these refiners and the marketers feel some more security from lawsuits, and a lot of these marketers are really small family-owned operations that may have 5 to 10 retail locations. They're not like the big Shell stations or BP and Amoco and stuff like that. So they really need the protection.
The idea is that this would bring added fuels into the marketplace.
Well, it also segues into a world in which we have a formula mixture for a liquid transportation fuel regardless of the commodity product. Right now, we're still almost mandated to take gasoline made from crude oil. I would love to see a day where instead of driving up to a gasoline station, we drive up to a refilling station. And that might have natural gas turned into a liquid transportation fuel. That might have methanol. It could have ethanol. It could be even, you know, gasoline from crude oil. But then let the individual consumer pick the fuel type based upon the cost. And let these fuels fight for our dollars at the pump.
This is an election year, and you're running in a redrawn district. How are voters in East Central Illinois do you feel different than your constituent base in the southern part of the state?
I don't think they are. I mean, you just have to look at the lines. Had I had Champaign-Urbana, that might be a different story. But my although a lot of people in the university community might commute, most everything south of Paxton, which is in Ford County north of here, you know, circling around Champaign-Urbana. Yeah, I do have Charleston, but it's small-town rural agriculture, coal mining, marginal oil wells, small-town faith-based communities, very patriotic, very conservative.
How long do you think you'll be in this job?
I don't know. That's a great question. So, I was a term limit guy who didn't keep my term limit pledge after the president asked me to stay in. So I think about it all the time. And one thing I do know is since I'm a subcommittee chairman of the Environment and the Economy Subcommittee, that seniority does have an important role when you're dealing with policies that affect your constituents. And I'm glad I'm there. I'm having it. But it's up to the voters. And so if the voters think I'm doing a poor job, they surely have the opportunity to get rid of me.